Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox will try to snap their three-game losing streak tonight against the LA Angels in Anaheim. Garrett Crochet gets the start with his 7-4 record, his 2.20 ERA, and his major league leading, I think it's like 125 Ks. Tyler Anderson going for the Halos. Lefty Jones.
Good.
Lefty.
That's good.
That means the Sox have to sit all their best players.
Can't play
probably
any of your guys against that guy.
Not going to see him. Although the Sox are minus 175 on the money line, so I think Vegas expecting a Crochet win.
Well, the good
get
news
them
is
back over 500.
Good
I guess
news is you don't need a lot of offense on Crochet days. Although unfortunately, they've kind of used up their offense the last couple of days.
Sure, they scored five whole runs yesterday.
And then you know Walker Buehler and well prior to that the bullpen and even to a lesser degree Giolito didn't do much with it, but they've actually scored a little the last couple of games.
9:38 first pitch, another late one, 8:38 pregame here on WEEI. Also of note, Alex Cora joins the afternoon show today at 5:30.
Yeah.
All right. Now listen, you may have killed her when you shoved all those dollar bills down her throat. You may have killed her when you hit her with the stool. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I tell you what didn't kill her.
Grab bag.
You have our support, Griffin.
All right. I haven't watched the ESPYs in quite some time. It'd probably be like Norm MacDonald hosting, maybe was the last time. I
sick brag, bro.
That's true. You can put that on me.
You caught that one.
It's during a week where there's not a lot going on, and even still, you can find something else to do, right? And if people out there like it, great. Good for you. I don't know many people that do.
No.
This year, there may be reason to watch it.
Oh?
The hosts for the ESPYs, did you see this?
No.
Shane Gillis.
Nice.
Yeah, best possible host, I would say.
Who the last time he was in a sports crossover situation, I think, was leading up to the college football playoff?
Yes, he was on the ESPN Countdown crew.
Yeah, they were at, where were they, like Notre Dame or something like that?
Countdown, College Game Day, like you said, and he was next to Saban.
And they were at Notre Dame, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, all of a sudden Alabama's not in this thing anymore because they can't cheat.
Basically, he's like, weird, like the SEC hasn't won in a while kind of thing.
Yeah, like, he's like, because you guys aren't cheating and paying players anymore.
Radio's nuts.
And so there's a chance he'll make it uncomfortable is what you're saying.
I think at least the monologue I got to tune in for. Okay. I mean, when they're handing out awards for, you know, best NASCAR racer, maybe I'll walk away from it. But like Shane Gillis? All right.
Like it.
I'm in on that.
Good get.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Him.
Yeah, I
not
guess.
Everybody has a grab bag like him, not us.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers said he is, quote, pretty sure that this will be his last year.
Kyle.
Pretty sure. He is Brett Favre.
I do love.
It's crazy.
Hang on. Let me get the exact quote tweet from Rap.
Has Aaron Rodgers retired yet? New He's daily segment.
we're going to need it. We just struck out on one last night.
We'll circle back.
Rap Sheet quote tweeted that with pretty significant news. And I said,
Is it?
Like,
no.
What? Like, him and Schefter are treating this.
Nobody wants him. Even the Steelers don't really want him. They were just left with nothing. So they're like, all right, I guess we got to bring this guy in.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So it's the end. We got it. It was basically the end last year when you were with the Jets and the year before that
pretty
when you got
sure
hurt.
This is it.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Like, great.
Leave the door ajar.
Grab bag, and another grab bag, Evan's own grab bag.
I like how he kind of sits in the pocket for that one.
You know, I like he's how he's like in the car with the AC on. Like, what does that sound? It's like,
it's a hot day.
It makes it unique.
It's a hot day.
Hey, the White Sox have signed Noah Syndergaard to a minor league deal.
Thor, yeah.
Who went out with the Call Her Daddy host.
Alex Cooper. Oh, wow.
They were an item.
I feel like we've already talked about this before, but Alex Cooper had her night at her Call Her Daddy night at Fenway last year.
That's right. Big. It was a good turnout.
Great.
Wasn't that Arcan's like favorite day of the
it
year?
Was Arcan.
Might have been.
If you ask him about it, probably would still talk your ear off about it. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Grab bags. Grab bags. Grab bag.
It's funny. The big dumper, Cal Raleigh, hit his 32nd home run of the season
last night. He really might be. He might be.
And I was already planning on talking about that during the grab bag, and I got a submission from someone. They said, what about a new daily question in the grab bag is, what is the big dumper's home run pace?
Oh, that's a great one.
And I even wrote it in before I even got this message. So, like, shout out to you. We were thinking about the same thing. He is now on pace for 67 home runs. A switch-hitting catcher.
That's more than Keith's team can have all year.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, so WRC plus.
Yeah, yeah, well, good question. So I saw this early. Things. My guy John Ewing over at BetMGM, the over-under for Cal Raleigh to set the home run total record for a catcher, which was 48 by Salvador Perez in 2021, it's minus 155. He goes over 48.
Is that by the All-Star break?
A good question. How many did you say he has?
32.
He has 32 now?
Yeah.
Keith's team in the dong pool has 38 as a team.
Nobody cares. Nobody wants to bring
the big dumper has 32 by himself. Keith's team has 38.
Guy's absolutely crushing the ball
right
now.
Related story, he's in last place.
He should win the MVP. It's what I think. Also, when we were doing our Mount Rushmore nicknames, maybe Big Dumper.
Big Dumper should have been in there.
Big Dumper, the Iowa meat truck, the
Country Breakfast.
Country Breakfast.
Yeah.
One other one. Like,
you said another one, Thor.
Thor's good.
Yeah, Thor's pretty good.
I don't even know. Was there even a grab bag in there?
That's, you know.
Fernando Tatis Jr., who is on my dong pool team, has filed a lawsuit against Big League Advance.
Yeah, I actually heard about this lawsuit during Greg's show this morning.
The guy was on with Greg. he's attempting to avoid the future earnings contract he signed as a 17-year-old minor leaguer that could cost him $34 million. But basically, a guy gave him $2 million up front for 10% of his earnings. And he signed a $340 million deal. 10% is $34 million.
Yep.
So if you sign that deal, I'm not telling you I am telling you it's kind of shady.
You know,
but
it's absolutely shady. Yeah, Fernando Tatis, I don't think has much of a leg to stand on here.
If you sign that deal, you got
$2 million up front, dude.
Right, what are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
And he's getting 10 because he... It is a strange thing. Like, they were talking about it on the morning show today. Basically, you can buy stock in a player. So if there's a young kid, and most of these guys are like...
I was going to say...
Latino players,
It feels predatory because of the background of where most of these kids come from. Yeah,
and they're like usually really young. Like in the case of Tatis, even though his father was a major leaguer, he's still a 17-year-old when he did this. So like the password, the kid that's in the Red Sox system,
yep.
You could like buy in on his future and give him like X amount of money to get X amount of stake back. And then if this guy ends up cashing in down the road, becomes like a mega star like Fernando Tatis Jr., you could make a ton of money back.
Yeah.
But like from that guy. Strange.
It is very strange.
I choose not to send those guys
out. I'm not sending my money there either. Not even on a matter of principle.
You
got Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Corbin Carroll on the IL with a chip fracture in his left wrist.
Ooh.
Another one goes down for the snake. Bad year for the snakes.
It is. It could be good news for the Red Sox, though, if they ever decide to buy, because that's the kind of injury where you could look at a team like Arizona, who has a lot of guys in contract years. They're littered all over that passing list. Maybe it pushes them closer to selling.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
We alluded to this earlier, but do we have a new question in the grab bag? We don't. Although one that we've talked about here and there is now out the window, and that was, does Connor Wong have a RBI? He was able to get a RBI last night.
Without sack fly.
Sack fly.
Text line says, ribeye, of course Connor Wong would find the absolute worst way to finally get an RBI. I hate him.
Prior to the RBI, he threw his bat into the Angels dugout. And I was like, I don't love his chances here.
No, but he did. He did come through.
He came through.
Good for him. He's
in
on the board.
Big way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
Who was the top Major League Baseball performer from last night? Jones.
Big Dumper's got to be in there.
Was it Pavin Smith? 2-for-4. 2 home runs, 4 RBI.
Oh.
Was it James Wood? Leave the S off for savings. 3-for-5, 4 RBI.
He's having an awesome
3
year.
3-run score, James
against
Wood.
Against his old team, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he was in,
he was in
your
the
face.
Padres farm.
He yeah, was, what
he
was
in the
trade?
Soto trade.
He was in the Soto trade. Thank you. There you go.
Was it Ellie De La Cruz?
Ooh, love me some Ellie De La Cruz.
3-for-4, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Trevor Rogers? 8 scoreless innings, 4 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Or was it old friend Eduardo Rodriguez? 6 scoreless for the Snakes, 10 Ks.
Oh, that's real nice.
10 K game.
And they smoked the White Sox, but that's the White Sox. It's barely. Let's go with James Wood.
Okay, James Wood. Congratulations.
Let's go with that. Real
James
nice
Wood.
Season.
James Wood, maybe all-star, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, let's see how this goes. It has not gone great recently.
Darren Erstad.
You got it. No, not Darren Erstad. It is an Angel, also a Ranger, only played
That's it.
For the Angels and the Rangers.
Okay.
Starting pitcher, 2-time All-Star.
Oh.
1 6th place finish in the Cy Young Award.
Started with the Angels,
started
went to
with
the Rangers,
the,
or the other way around?
Other way around. Okay. Started with the Rangers, went to the Angels. Division rivals. He would get the ball and go. He had 4 straight years of over 200 innings.
That's nice.
Yep. Yep.
He was a
lefty.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
He would also hit from the left side.
Huh.
Twitch chat has it.
Man.
That's quick.
All-star?
Yeah.
Two-time All-Star, 1 with each team. 1 with the Rangers, 1 with the Angels.
Jared Weaver.
No. Oh, good guess,
good
though.
Good guess.
Good guess.
What years?
All-star years or just years in the league?
All-star, please.
2011 with Texas, 2012 with the Halos. Left-handed pitcher.
Stink at this.
Most wins in a season, 17.
Good.
Career ERA, 3.74.
Kelvin Escobar. No.
No.
Damn.
Oh.
No. He pitched for the Blue Jays. Definitely
yeah,
not him.
No, not him.
Hang on,
just the Texas Rangers and the LA Angels of Anaheim.
I'm going to look him up, though. I feel like I had something there.
Get off the internet. You can't do that.
Cheating.
Hang on. I'm just looking him up.
Kelvin
Escobar, never an all-star. Barely pitched for even
somebody
the
on the text line is inviting me to the Fisher Cats game to go see the Iowa meat truck.
Is that the Rangers World Series team?
I would if I could.
I don't know. I got no. I'm in my own head with this. I'm
he
cheating
lost,
and looking.
Yeah, the Texas team that lost
I
the
see
World
it.
Series.
I see it. This guy was good, actually.
He's
I see it. You want me to spoil it? You guys done
team.
Guessing?
Nothing. I got it.
Nice head of hair on this guy.
Yeah.
C.J. Wilson.
He got it.
All right, that's one I should have got.
C.J. Wilson.
Now, are you going to get the first one I see on the text line? I'm not sure if it'd be Twitch chat, but the first one I see on the text line is something Wilson. That was dice. Are we going to give out credit for that? That's Jeopardy
something
rules?
Yeah, just say, who is Wilson?
Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
Okay. A bunch of C.J. Wilsons in there.
Oh, so can we just say last names?
Yeah.
Sure, Nick.
Just get them right.
If that helps.
We
Wilson,
don't hope we get
Smith.
So.
Jones.
Coleman?
Coleman?
Yeah.
I was really excited for that Kelvin Escobar answer. He really wasn't that great.
Ramirez. Martinez. Like, all right.
Well, okay. That's a random ball player I did not get. Now, we have a new idea, Keith. Not really for a daily bit, maybe a weekly bit, since we do Haas of the Week.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested that maybe we do all-time Haases as well.
That was one of our ideas for Top 5 Friday.
I think
was
it's it? Still in the dock.
Yeah, I wrote that in.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was like, that's a good summer Top 5 Friday.
Right. All-time Haases. As a Top 5 Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so good call.
Or no, we could Mount Rushmore or Monday Mount Rushmore or whatever.
Yeah, one or the other.
What was it?
You don't want to Mount Rushmore Monday. Monday.
Yeah. Mount Rushmore Monday.
So you don't want to do it every Friday in homage.
No.
You want to do like maybe a Top 5 Friday.
I think we do Top 5 Friday all-time Haases, just so everybody knows like who we're really thinking of.
Maybe this Friday.
Think of Haases.
Maybe this Friday.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Could be, maybe, yeah.
I got 5 ready to go.
All right, it's a long tease.
This Iowa meat truck guy might make a run for
he's
it.
He's in there, I think.
Jesus.
Random ball player of the day every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You also got a bonus one earlier in the day.
Yeah, it's Billy Butler. Butler Haas.
Country Breakfast. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. They got the manager, Alex Cora, at 5:30, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, because it's a record heat wave rolling through here, the hottest day maybe of all time, we brought up the old tried and true debate, would you rather be hot or cold? And that sort of led to this.
You've almost came to blows with a good friend of yours over rather being hot than cold. I don't want to relitigate that.
Please
one,
don't.
Because I don't want to get into...
It was all the details in that. Because ironically, we both agreed on the same thing. We both wanted to be cold.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, but there was a lot of very specific details in there that
that was really what almost sent you two to blows.
That's right.
I would rather be hot than cold.
Like the coldest day of the year, I'd much rather be outside for 5 hours than the hottest day of the year.
Not me.
What? I know that, but we're talking about me now.
No, I know, but like seriously, you'd rather be out there on the coldest day of the year than the hottest day of the year?
100%.
Would you rather be out doing yard work in the heat or shoveling in the cold?
Shoveling in the cold. Not even close.
Yard work in the heat.
The idea of doing anything in the yard when I get home today is just insane. Oh, you'd die.
Yeah, but that's all. You're not going to lose a finger from frostbite.
No, we get heat stroke.
Yeah, maybe. You could get heat stroke.
You could get
I'm
heat
I'm not
stroke.
Saying you can't. I'm just saying I'd rather risk
and
that.
And sunburn.
Lose a finger.
Oh, sun! Don't even get me started on this. We haven't talked about the sunburn part.
You can get sunburn in the cold.
Oh, please.
That's
not
sun.
Like, not like this.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, a little windburn if I'm skiing.
Look at Tom Coughlin at a Green Bay game. That guy's face is purple.
That's true. Not at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, the sunburn's from the sun. It's not from the heat. It's from the sun.
Yeah, the
it's
sun's still, bad.
It can be sunny when it's cold out.
Yeah, but trust me, I think you get more sunburns
only
in the
get
summer.
Burned by the sun in the winter.
I'm just telling you, it's from the sun. You definitely can.
You load up the sunscreen during the winter? Do you? Okay.
I think we got somewhere with that.
All right.
I don't know why I was so hesitant to go there.
Yeah.
We got WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy. They got the manager tonight at 5:30, Alex Cora. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp, $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines. What's up, Hart?
Speaking of heated, Alex Cora.
Oh, boy.
He hates to be ejected, and yet...
Often and yet, this year.
Back-to-back
yes.
games.
Yeah.
He was ejected, although last night, Alan Porter wanted to fight him.
Yeah, that was...
I think that's his name, right? Alan Porter?
I'm with you on the umps. Like, I can't stand
they
umps.
They suck.
They should just be all robots.
The College World Series ones, okay. Like, yeah, they
that
all
guy,
suck.
That guy was a maniac.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Cora, I guess, technically was right. He's blocking the bag. Is that worth getting tossed in a one-run game? That's worth it?
Well, I don't
think what'd you lose your mind for?
Sometimes we talk about guys have the intention of getting tossed.
Yeah,
I don't know that he had the intention.
The game before he intended to get thrown out,
last
I agree with
night,
you. Yeah.
He was kind of walking away, and I don't know if he said one final thing to set off Porter, or they have a history. Porter has already ejected him. If it got personal, if there was some... Because if you watch early on,
yeah,
there was that weird touching.
If anybody shouldn't forgive somebody for their history, it's definitely Alex Cora. That's somebody who definitely should just not look past someone's history.
No, it was Porter.
For
that
sure.
I think didn't forgive Cora. He's walking away. I think that's all on Porter. He escalated that situation.
As they often do.
And they're not supposed to.
They're not.
And that's at all levels.
Right.
So you're coming to my side of hating all officials.
I hate all officials.
Including in high school and youth sports.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Somewhere people are like, wait, what?
100%.
All of them. So yeah, we'll talk to him at 5:30. I'm very interested in that. As well as just sort of the mechanics of when someone does something like Jaren Duran did. How is that addressed? How is that managed? Because I know we all say, look.
On most teams, they probably deal with it. This guy, who knows?
Yeah, like, Jay, don't do that again.
I see this guy. What did he say? Alex Cora, who knows? We will know around 5:30.
All right, we'll find out.
Because I want to ask him
very good.
How it goes. Do you yell at the guy?
Take
a
lap.
Ask him what
Duran.
He saw. Because that doesn't happen on a Little League All-Star team. Maybe a regular Little League team, the second half of the order, does that.
Yeah.
But
they somehow
good players
get on second base,
in Little League.
And then they run into an out.
Well, it was the perfect example of the up and the down, the pro and the con
of
Jaren Duran.
That 30
the ball
seconds.
Is right behind first base, and he's
double.
At second base, and then he's jogging back to the dugout because ball was hit right at him. He decides, yeah, I can definitely make it.
Yeah.
Major League shortstop won't throw me out from here.
Good instincts by Toro.
I'll just take second base.
Like, no.
Well,
no,
seriously. But then he gets screwed because
no,
it was clear
the call was wrong, but that was the second base.
Just a weird play to get fired up about.
Yeah. Now I'll make people forget that guy's base running error.
Yeah, here I come. Yeah.
Duran's like, thank you, fella.
Yeah. It also was very strange because he was in a coma for the first four innings while Buehler was walking the whole stadium, and then he decided to wake up and deal with it. You got the Celtics trade as well.
Yeah, so I'm also enjoying the little bit, especially on this program, of love for Jaylen Brown. Shooting down of trade rumors. You can be good in the East with Jaylen Brown
How
as your
that?
Star. So, yeah, I think the fit, and I haven't heard a lot of people talk about this, I'm very much intrigued by the fit between Jaylen Brown and Anfernee Simmons.
Simons. Yeah.
Because I'm not sure that's going to work. I know there's an up-tempo nature
really?
To Simons' game, but I think Jaylen Brown is okay if Drew Holiday, Derek White, Jason Tatum are jacking up threes. Now I got to let this jack wagon shoot 12 threes a game and probably not make a high percentage, and
but
now we're not a good – like I
but
think
they
that could
need
go south.
Guys to shoot. Tatum,
they don't.
Tatum
don't
took 20
have to
shots.
Shoot threes.
No, shots.
No,
they
I
need
know.
Guys to score
I'm
for
not
him.
Sure that guy jacking up threes.
Oh, he can do
he's
it.
He's a classic good player from a bad team, and the bad team decided they didn't want said good player.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
I still don't know why they want Drew
when
Holiday.
When a team, I don't really either.
I don't get that.
No, that didn't really make a lot of sense.
No, I understand his 20 points are different than like on a Celtics team. But
Sal
there's
Jefferson.
There's gonna be shots.
When he was
to
on the Celtics. He was a 20-10, and you're like, he's pretty good, and then you realize he's really not that good.
He's fine.
Somebody has to score those points.
Yep.
It's like a middle linebacker. If you play middle linebacker, you have 100 tackles.
Oh,
you
boy.
Start with 100. If you're good, you get a $150.
Do you tell that to Ted?
I haven't.
Save that one.
Well, not today, because Ted's a little under the weather, so he's
right.
out today.
Save it for tomorrow.
So, I'll save it till maybe I'll say it today just
Smart.
To get it out of the way.
That's
I said that. Ted, you weren't here. I already addressed
that's
this.
That's a good idea.
100 tackles, meaningless.
trial balloon there.
I should probably look to see how many tackles he had. How many 100 tackles?
757.
Oh, I bet 90.
That's true.
That is true.
Our WEEAI had that
we
last
did
week.
Learn. We did learn that, yeah.
Oh.
But I bet 94. I bet he...
A pile of
triple
tackles.
Digits?
Oh, yeah. Gotta be. If not, then Ted Johnson, overrated. 617-779-7937.
All right, stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. No, I said 96. Super Bowl year is what I was thinking of. That maybe a pile of tackles that year.
96, he had 115. 97, he had 127.
Wow. Those are good years.
A lot of tackles.
That's a Pro Bowl caliber middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my guy, Ted Johnson.
There you go.
Patriot Hall of Famer down the road someday.
Got Alex Cora today at 5:30. Stay tuned. You got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. And we're back tomorrow on a Would You Rather Wednesday at 10 on WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.